Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air. Welcome to WPR Rebuttal, covering the size of the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, bringing you narratives UW System Board of Regents won't allow. Shedding light on perspectives the owners of WPR don't want you to hear. I'm your host, Senator JPO, and today's topic is the ever-controversial City of Eau Claire Common Council resolution to ban children from the diocese. And actually, that is what the media portrays it as, the City of Eau Claire banning children. But they're wrong. The City of Eau Claire Council members voted 7-4 and with some abstentions as well. It was 7 yes, 1 no, and 4 abstentions. Yeah, so essentially, even if those who abstained from voting and voted no, it still would have lost. So 7-1-4, that resolution passed. And what it really does is it bans disruptive infants and disruptive toddlers. It does not ban grade school children from coming up and speaking publicly. It doesn't do anything like that. But if you were to go and read WPR, or if you were to go on Reuters, for instance, because I'm sure that this is getting some regional coverage too, not just in the state, but also throughout the Midwest. And most of the articles are just misinterpret the resolution. The purpose of the resolution and the legitimate wording here is to ban disruptive toddlers and disruptive infants. Now, of course, they don't really define disruptive or operationalize it, as it would say in the scientific literature. In other words, how do you measure the extent of disruption? But I'm pretty sure it's just if any council member feels as if he or she is being drowned out by a noisy kid, then by definition that would be a disruption, and the council would have the authority to have, let's say, maybe a police officer. It's a common council meeting, so you don't need a bailiff, but they would have police on hand, and they would just escort the noisy kid out of there, and possibly his or her parents too, if they're going to object and be disorderly about it. So why have so many people commented on the WPR article, not along the lines of what I'm saying, and said, yeah, good job, Eau Claire, for standing up for decorum and making sure that the county council members don't have to compete with some crying baby in order to be heard? Well, a lot of people are upset with the City of Eau Claire Common Council because they think that it's a not-so-veiled attempt to ban breastfeeding from this one council member, Catherine Emmanuel. And the funny thing is, though, Kathy started the whole feud by insisting that she be able to breastfeed her kid right at the meeting, right at the desk where they sit, right at the tables in front of the entire general audience. And of course, that in itself can be disruptive. And Kathy is drawing attention to herself by not excusing herself to go to a secluded area, not necessarily the restroom, because there might be concerns about germs, but maybe just down the hallway. I mean, there are plenty of private places around the City Hall meeting chambers. And it's just no excuse to breastfeed your child during a council meeting. I think it's tasteless. It shows very low class, and maybe those are the type of constituents you want to represent. But if I were a council member, I would just do those things that involve even the hit, not necessarily actual literal exposure of like the chest, but just anything that just draws the attention there, I would avoid it because that's just trash. Anyway, the council then drafted that resolution because Wisconsin state law allows restrictions on where the children can go. Yes, the Kathy Emanuel had cited Wisconsin statute 256.136. Okay, so I am looking around here, and I have my notes in front of me, but I probably scroll up. Okay, yeah, so pardon me. Okay, so the statute that allows breastfeeding everywhere except where otherwise noted is Wisconsin Statute 253.165. Earlier, I had transposed some of the digits, but the statute that allows breastfeeding where both the child and the mother are allowed is 253.165. But guess what? Where a child is not allowed, as in the City of Eau Claire meeting chamber, or rather the speaking lectern or the dais, where people make public remarks, well, that means you can't breastfeed because your child is not allowed there, and you're not going to breastfeed yourself. So the City of Eau Claire found that clever workaround to that law. In fact, the law was written with that possibility of workarounds in mind, because it specifically says where the child and the mother are otherwise allowed. And the implication is where either the child or the mother is prohibited, then you cannot have the act of breastfeeding in public. Okay, so with that legal basis established here, well, let's move on to the comments, right? So the City of Eau Claire got its way. Kathy Emanuel wants to get her lawyer and sue. And who knows, they might settle or something like that. But whatever, you didn't come for that boring stuff where they won't be able to even say anything as to the terms of the settlement, because settlements are nearly almost always confidential. And that's why they tend to be so boring to the general public, because it's not like anyone can blab about it or share any juicy details, because then they'd forfeit their subsequent installments of settlement money. So they aren't going to do that. No, they'd rather get their settlement money and keep the payments rolling in from their big settlement instead of risk it all on a tell-all book or something of that nature, especially not on a blog post. You don't make money from free blog posts. No way. By the way, I do this podcast as the so-called labor of love. I do it because this is my way of having an independent voice. You know, at work, you have to keep the rhetoric at home, as the plant managers told everyone at one meeting a while back. And, of course, around family members, well, you don't want to alienate them either. So, essentially, the only way you can really have a truly independent voice is to do your own publishing, do your own podcasting, and possibly use a pseudonym, too, so that I don't have, like, crazy lunatics trying to go and hunt me down over stuff I say, because, you know, it's good overall to simulate debate, especially, like, not play a devil's advocate, but to get give reasons for why certain individuals might support the other side of the issue, or you know, the other side, but some other assets, some other intellectual angles on that phenomenon. So why would people oppose breastfeeding in public? Well, it's just a matter of personal taste, and the law allows this. The law allows those who are within a municipality, those within a county, those in a special district, pretty much anywhere. The state law allows that lower level of government to prohibit either the children or the mothers or both from being present in certain areas. And that's how you prevent the breastfeeding, is you just prevent one or both of the parties that would be involved in the act. Okay, so on to the comments. Oh, yeah, this is where it gets really fun. I'm dog sitting right now, so I have to let the creatures in. Pardon me, I'll be right back. Okay, now I'm going back to the computer to read the comments. Thanks for bearing with me. This is live and uncensored at WPR Rebuttal. Okay, so I'm navigating over to the article. Oh, by the way, yeah, I mentioned the statute, but literally the City of Eau Claire agenda packet, that's where I got the information. Go to page 92 of that agenda packet from the October 24th 2017 mean? So 121 pages in that agenda packet, but beginning on page 92, that's the resolution, and it's a very simple one. And again, it just said City of Eau Claire has the authority per the workaround allowed in Wisconsin state statute in order to go and prohibit children from being present, and where children are prohibited, then the mother cannot breastfeed. Okay, that's pretty simple. The comments here, a WPR rebuttal article. Actually, WPR.org, Eau Claire City Council bans children from the council dais following breastfeeding debate. Okay, so right away, I jumped on here with my comments, and now it is a week old, but hey, I work full time. I'm often very tired. I didn't have time yesterday or the day before, certainly not in the weekend, because that's mostly when I work. But, yeah, so now I have the time to read the comments, and I said, although I don't breastfeed, and I won't because I'm a biological male, I can speak authoritatively on the issue, And when I wrote breastfeed, I had to write it all funky. I had to write it B hyphen rest hyphen feed, and I put an annotation in there, such stylistic. Sorry, tongue-tied today because I had not a rough day, but a long day at work. I'm always tired when I get home from work. Such stylistic obfuscation is necessary to prevent WPR's notorious word filter from siphoning my comment in moderation land, an unfun place from which fear remarks return. And, you know, I like to throw out these $5 million words in writing, but daggone, when I try to say them during my podcast, I have to give it a few tries before I can get it raw tongue. I'm definitely a better writer than I'm a speaker, but as long as I have enough prep time, I can speak all right. Okay, so continuing on a comment, I also said, my factory coworker recently returned from maternity leave. She takes a 15-minute break every few hours to pump her breast milk in order to relieve the leakage and the pressure that would result if she were to ignore the urge. Now, you know, Kathy Emanuel, if my factory worker, I won't name, but I've seen her hold her milk, so I know it can be done. But if she can hold her milk for several hours at a time while performing strenuous labor in the inner cheese factory, for crying out loud, then why cannot Kathy Emanuel hold her breast milk during a few hours of idle sitting? That riled some people up, but none more than Jake, formerly of the LP. Now, what does LP stand for? Well, in this case, okay, most commenters in WPR comment section are of a political persuasion. They're politically active. So LP probably means Libertarian Party. I mean, Jake, formerly of a long play, wouldn't make sense, especially because he doesn't comment on any music-related articles. And so, yeah, this dude, formerly of the Libertarian Party, I don't think he knows me in real life, because I've known like three people named Jake my entire life, and I'm pretty sure none of them would go and say things he does. I'm not going to name my the full name of my coworker, but yeah, Jake, my coworker, is a great, decent guy. He would never razz me like that. This other guy, Jake Dwayne, I knew him in high school, and he's like an arborist now or something like that. But he admitted that he got the custodian job at Westman High School because his mother was on the hiring committee. So, yeah, that's cool that he would admit it. I think a stand-up guy like that who would admit something, you know, when I asked him about it, it's like, dude, you know, I would have been better off if I would have just been a custodian in high school. How would you become a custodian that young? He's like, well, my mother was on the hiring committee. So Jake Dwayne, I don't think he'd be commenting as Jake formerly of the LP. I think too upstanding to do that. What was the other Jake? I know Jake Dietzler. Yeah, I went to grade school with him. St. Francis Cabrini. Oh, that's a school full of apostate teachers and a lot of hypocrites. They pretty cold for being Christian, and it's one of the things that convinced me to stop being a Catholic and start being an evangelical Christian, because evangelicals have always been warmer to me and friendlier and their theology makes more sense to me, actually. But so Jake Dietzler, no, I don't have any juicy stories about him. I mean, one time in eighth grade, we were standing in lunch line, and he grabbed my chest. We're talking about breastfeeding here, right? Well, he was trying to, like, breastfeed me? He's trying to, like, push my nipple off, and I wasn't even trying to hit him, okay? I just reflexively, I jerked forward with my arm because I was startled from having my chest pinched like that. And, oh, poor guy, I accidentally bopped him in the nose, and I didn't know how to respond. I just stood there frozen that I had done something horrible like that. You know, it wasn't my intention. I mean, just kind of like a reflex. You know, a doctor puts the rubber mallet to your knee, and you kick up. Well, that Jake Dietzler, he just, you know, clamped hard, and I tried to, you know, spin loose, but I ended up accidentally whirling around my hand and kind of like punch slapped him or something. I don't know. It's just a reflex. I wasn't in any control of it, really. And that hit him just enough on the nose where that gone. It made him seem more injured than he was, but man, it was a little bloody, but I mean, I think he forgave me for that because he probably knows it wasn't intentional. But if not, and he's listening, well, that was an accident. So I didn't mean any harm, and I don't think Jake Dietzler would say mean things about me like that. I don't think he's Jake formerly the LP. So three Jakes I know have been pretty much okay guys, so I don't know who this Jake formerly the LP could be. Well, it doesn't matter because it matters less who he is and what he says and how it contrasts and uplifts. It upraises my comments even more because people, Jake formerly from the LP is my opposition. You have my side and you have from the LP side. And yeah, there's really quite the contrast here. And the more that Jake formerly of the LP and his ilk, the more they badmouth me, just the better and the classier I come across. And here's what he says. You should work on yourself and stop being the authority on breastfeeding. Well, you've been paid by the Russian government. Grow up, get out of your parents' house, and start paying some bills by yourself. It's going to be a long road alone living by yourself for the rest of your life, working at the palletizer at the lame job you have. Well, you should get used to it sooner rather than later. At least you have your coworkers who hate you, too. Ha, 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 ha. Sincerely, Jake, formerly of the LP. And I said, as Senator JPO, it's nice to see you feel threatened by my rhetoric and offended by my lifestyle. Hashtag impact. But I've news for you, Bubba. I'll be commenting here long after you've given up the WPR comment section. This is where I reach the Kyle's questioners and convince them it's a big scam. It's working for the fact that the UW system is dissolving. It's the UW colleges and merging schools. Hashtag hit by headcount. And then Jake Forn of the LP said, I heard that self-cutting is a great way to reduce stress. Just remember to go with the arteries, not across, because it's safer that way. Well, obviously, it's not true, but he's, you know, it's, being facetious here. And then he gets my school wrong. I went to UW-Milwaukee, and Jake Forn of the LP says, you went to UWSP, right? Well, that means UW-Stevens Point. I remember you were in the Microsoft Word class, the remedial one. We should hang out at the top of Devil's Lake Park. You can bring the best hiking shoes. Now, okay, I'm trying to think, what is that an allusion to? Now, granted, that guy isn't that smart, so he probably doesn't even realize it, but I think Devil's Lake Park is like there's a big hilltop or something, because essentially he's implying that he wants to hang out so he can push me down the hill. Yeah, Jack and Jill have nothing on that, I can tell you. But, yeah, I mean, it's an allusion also to, like, yeah, in the 80s, like, when there were these teenage murders going on, and they claimed to sacrifice their friends to the devil. So it's kind of an allusion to that in the name Devil's Lake Park. But I'm a Christian, so I don't tolerate that stuff, and you know, I expose the iniquity to the righteous light. So here's my response. Oh, you said we should hang out at the top of Devil's Lake Park? Well, I'd say nope. Hashtag rejected. And you incorrectly guessed my school. Hashtag sunned again. Yeah, more fun. So Jake formerly LP, I'm not threatened, sorry, just trying to shame you and not having a diseased mind. But I should have known that we're in work. Can't force one to look at themselves, especially when said troll person is nothing to look at, and also when mine is insane with the resentment and hate because he, she didn't get what they wanted out of life. So self-centered a person must be to lash out on everything that said troll doesn't understand about life. King baby syndrome, still living with parents at 40. Well, of course, he got a lot of other things wrong about me, too. You know, I do it with my... I live with my dad, but I pay bills. I mean, he doesn't know my personal details, so it's obvious he doesn't know me in real life. Otherwise, he'd know some of my personal details, and he wouldn't get so many things wrong about me. And, yeah, I mean, I work a pretty strenuous job. It's definitely an adult job. Most of the people here are at least in their mid-20s. You don't have anyone fresh out of high school at this job, not this cheese plant where I work. You have about 4 or 5 years of light industrial experience, and most people don't get into the light industry right when you're 18. Most people have to do fast food a while, and maybe some crummy place like Lakeside Foods, although I would never go there. I mean, I did one season, and that was enough. They don't pay you what the job is worth, and it's very unhygienic, and I raised objections, and they accommodated me. They gave me goggles and stuff, and finally some overalls, waterproof overalls that fit, but Lakeside Food, it stinks over here. So, no. And they only pay you like $8 an hour. So, where I work, though, through agency, I get $13 an hour, but if you're a regular employee, you get like $18.50 per hour. And apparently, I read it in the not the owner's manual, because there's no owner's manual for a cheese plant, but in the labor contract. Yeah, it looked like an instruction manual, but it's a labor contract. I read at that cheese plant they get time and a half on Sunday, and meanwhile, the agency has been having me work Sunday, and I just get straight time, not time and a half. So they're really exploiting the hell out of me, but again, I'm just doing that job until I can get something better. It's just taking so long. But, you know, this podcast, this is my way of having fulfillment. So everyone who, like, tries to make fun of me online, buy this podcast, and they don't. Okay, so, yeah, speaking of podcasts, my response to Jake Formerly LP, I gave up so-called shame when I began my anti-UW crusade. What the market says about my degree is worse than the most twisted remarks you can utter. Hashtag wisdom of the crowd versus hashtag one guy's opinion. And he also said, Jake Formerly of the LP, we should hang out at the top of Devil's Lake Park. And again, I say, nope, hashtag rejected. And because that is your so-called wage for spending your time in a common thread with me. And again, you incorrectly guessed my school, hashtag sun again. And then, Jake Formerly LP just really, really, like, he must value the time that he spends with me online, because I just made a bunch of comments and he, like, hours later responded to my comments, and I did one response to him, and then he did like 5 responses to me. So just to give you an idea of the proportion of my content to his responses, like, he is going out of his way to try to flood the thread with responses to me. But the funny thing is, it inflates my Discus reputation. Yeah, every response that someone gives to me on Discus moves my comments towards the top, because upvotes and responses to you are counted favorably, even if the person is saying in their response that they hate what you're writing. Well, that response in itself is like another upvote, because that's how a Discus algorithm works. I know it, and they don't. It was my podcast. Well, they might know it too now, but they're too emotionally volatile to go and take advantage of it. They fall right into my hands time and time again, and I'm great at getting responses out of these people who consider me my rival. Well, they think they're my rivals, but guess what? They're helping me, because by responding to me, they're putting my Discus reputation over the top and through the roof. I'm on top of the comment page for practically every WPR article I've commented on. Because even after a comment thread is closed, your comments here will drift towards the top as your reputation grows. Because the comment placement, the position of your comment on the page, and the thread is recalculated every time someone loads the comments. It's based on your reputation. So if you're just a newbie, your comments might be at the bottom in the first year. But after you've been doing it a while, then your reputation goes up and your comments are at the top sooner than later. And that's what I did. Okay, so I keep on going, and where does this thread wind up? There's a resolution in this thread. I just have to find it. And my browser is lagging. It's giving me the blue spinning wheel. Blue spinning wheel. I'm trying to scroll down here. All right. So so I said, yeah, I'm going to be commenting here, Bubba, long after you've left. And then Jake Forney, the LP, says, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, loser. You're a psychotic Jew with no place of your own, and your virginity still solidly intact. But thanks for your support. Make America great again, beater loser. And then I wrote, you're, quote, not going anywhere, unquote, says a guy who gets banned. Hashtag irony. And that was the last I ever heard of Jake Farley of the LP. WPR banned his carcass. Yes. So, as you can see, I'm very good at manipulating my rivals into defeating themselves. I give them enough rope, and they tie their own noose, and that is how I get rid of them, at least in the comments section. Fifth Amendment for how I get rid of them otherwise. But in the WPR comment thread, that's my strategy. I just get them so riled up, they go and violate the terms of use by personally insulting me or other users, and then the WPR moderators do the rest. They're the axemen to get rid of the people who hurl the insults at me. So, yeah, it's Jake Farley of the LP. Rest in peace. Looks like his Discus account has been closed, or at the very least, he's banned from WPR. So, yeah, another comment I made. The logic of holding one's milk until a private pumping does not matter to Kathy Emanuel. She played the power game for the sake of one upping fellow council members. However, such pettiness will cost her at the polls. Now it's our person. It's our so-called rival. Chris OU812 says, you can't believe that hauling one's milk is something like refraining from peeing, Mr. Speaks authoritatively on the issue. And I was going to respond, but WPR removed his or her comment. I don't know if it's Christopher or Christine. It's just Chris OU812, and the avatar is like, gender neutral, it's like a tiny avatar. It looks like two amoebas or something. Gendered amoebas, yeah. What's next, huh? Okay, so, yeah, nothing to say in response to that. Okay, so another comment that I had was, the vote comes after Councilwoman Catherine Emanuel pushed to breastfeed her son at her seat during council meetings, to which I responded, Kathy started a whole feud. Okay, so he shattered the whole feud, and by golly, has it been half an hour already? Yeah, it's been half an hour. Okay, so in other words, I got rid of Jake Formerly of the LP. I got rid of Chris OU812. I don't know when my next episode will be, but, you know, even though I'm tired, I can do this. So, yeah, WPR rebuttal, signing off. See you next time.